Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Twits in Love, a steampunk distraction by Tom Allen Robbins. We last left Cyril Chippington Smythe preparing for a luncheon pregnant with complications. He pines for the beauteous Pansy. Binky longs to win the hand of the toothy Alice Witherspoon. And Pansy is preparing to burst out of her shell, all under the terrifying gaze of Aunt Hypatia. Join us now for Chapter 4, La Commedia et almost finite.
One of the great benefits of country life is the simplicity of the apparel. Girdle, of course, one has standards, but no sash, no brooches, and no horrible shoes. As Bentley glided about me, adjusting straps and cinching belts, I gazed at him through narrowed eyes. I say, Bentley, who was that lady at the back door?
Lady, sir?
The one you handed the crate to?
I really couldn't say, sir.
Seedy-looking matron? Houndstooth kilt? She scuttled off into the bushes.
That seems most irregular, sir.
Look here. Are you looting the wine cellar? Disposing of the family jewels?
To what end, sir? Money is of no use to me.
Perhaps she's blackmailing you.
That would be impossible, sir. My programming forbids me to act against the interests of my employer.
That's what I always thought. Bentley pulled out his whisk broom and began attacking my clothing as if lint were his hereditary enemy.
Miss Freehold is quite attractive, sir.
Don't change the subject.
Do you think so?
My observation is merely academic, of course.
I intend to marry her, Bentley. I intend to make her Mrs. Chippington Smythe.
There are many quotations concerning the course of true love refusing to run smoothly that I could refer you to, sir.
Pish tosh. Ours is a love without blemish.
How very fortunate for you.
What were we talking about?
When, sir?
A moment ago. We were speaking of something.
I really couldn't say. Luncheon, sir.
As I stepped into the hallway, I encountered Cheeseworth, who was sporting a jeweled monocle and a gilded walking stick.
Sybil! What sport? We're to have an improvisation, are we?
Yes, look here, Cheeseworth. Don't give the game away, there's a good fellow. Just play along.
Of course. I shall play my part with brio. I love an intrigue.
As we entered the dining room, I found Uncle Hugo and Aunt Hypatia admiring a portrait of one of my distant ancestors.
Cyril, we're just admiring great-great-grandfather Percy, founder of the family fortune. Such a prominent frontal lobe. Head simply stuffed with brains. Hello, Cheeseworth.
Dear Hypatia, death before dishonor?
Death before dishonor.
Death before dishonor.
Death before dishonor. Yes, listen, Aunt, before everyone gets here, there's going to be a little... As ill luck would have it, Alice strode into the room before I could communicate the meat of the situation.
A little what, darling?
Never mind. Just don't be surprised by anything.
A woman of breeding is never surprised. It shows a lack of foresight.
Afternoon, Hypatia. Hugo.
Death before dishonor.
I don't use that phrase anymore.
What do you mean?
I find it hollow.
Do you mean that you would not die rather than be dishonored? Does that concept hold no meaning for you?
Not particularly.
Does tradition mean nothing? The sacrifices of our forebears.
Ugh, fine. I don't want to get into a philosophical melee before lunch. Death before dishonor, if you insist.
I don't know what the world is coming to.
Take a pill, Hugo. Death before dishonor.
Death before dishonor.
Death before dishonor.
Am I late? Death before dishonor. Oh, sorry, dear.
It's fine.
Death before dishonor.
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 At that moment, Pansy floated into the room. She wore something diaphanous and blue. My heart did a quick turn around the block, then stood in place, hopping up and down like a pogo stick.
Good afternoon. Death before dishonor.
Oh, God.
Death before dishonor?
Death before dishonor.
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 What a lovely dress.
Is it?
It is.
Thank you.
Sit here by me, Gardenia.
Gardenia? I thought your name was Pansy.
Yes, Pansy is short for gardenia.
No, it's not.
Well, they're both flowers.
I suppose that's true.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Bentley?
A message has arrived. It states that if you have corns, bunions, or hammertoe, you cannot go wrong with Dr. Augustus Pinochet at the Foot Emporium.
Thank you, Bentley. Do I have any of those conditions?
Not at this time, sir.
Sit between Binky and I, Gardenia.
So, this is the country cousin I've heard so much about.
Gardenia, this is Alice Witherspoon.
Yes, I saw you orating earlier. You are a powerful speaker.
Well, thank you.
I envy you enormously. I can't speak in front of people. Too shy.
Nonsense. It only takes practice.
No. Some people are just braver than others.
How is it we've never met, Miss... is it Ms. Chippington Smythe?
No, Freehold.
And how are you and Cyril related?
What?
Eat some bread, Hugo. Go on, my dear.
Yes, well, you know, it was a branch of the family from...
Dusseldorf, wasn't it?
Yes, yes, Dusseldorf. The Dusseldorf Chippington Smythes.
What?
Don't interrupt, Hugo.
Oh, I say.
So you were brought up in Dusseldorf, my dear?
Yes, until I was 12.
And you speak German?
Well, of course, they didn't speak it at home. I mean, it's such a deucedly guttural form of communication.
But you spoke German when you went out amongst the Germans?
Yes.
How lovely. Say something.
I beg your pardon?
Now, Aunt, she's not a performing dog, you know.
I love the sound of German. I studied it as a child. Wohlhaft du und Dusseldorf gelebt?
Binker turned positively green. He stared desperately at Pansy, like a castaway hoping for a sail on the horizon. Time seemed to stand still. Pansy was as placid as a woodland pool.
Wir hatten ein kleines Haus am Friedrichstraat, in der Nähe des Krankenhauses.
I say!
Bravo!
Fascinating.
And what brought you here to Chippington Smythe House?
Well, her family was killed in a tragic boating accident.
And she had nowhere else to go.
A chilling tale.
Yes, Aunt. But of course, all of this is ancient history to you.
Oh, indeed.
Look here.
Hugo, the crudités.
Oh, blast.
And when did you and Cheswick meet?
We met here, in the country. He had come up for the fall foliage.
Yeah, but there was acid rain. The entire weekend, and, we were trapped in the house, and so...
So I suggested we play hide-and-seek.
and she hid so well, I didn't find her until the day I was to leave.
By then I was starving, of course, and dehydrated.
I nursed her back to health, spooned broth into her, and rubbed lotion into her chapped feet.
He was an angel.
I proposed before she recovered from her delirium.
When he told me later I had accepted, I was overjoyed.
What a whirlwind romance! Like something from a fairy tale.
It sounds rather hasty to me.
Oh, that's what makes it so wonderful. We hardly know each other at all. There's so much still to discover.
Please pass the crudités, my love.
But my darling, you are allergic to crudités.
Am I?
Yes. Deathly allergic.
But see here. That's my business. If I want to endanger my health, what business is it of yours?
Your welfare and mine are intertwined. You are no longer eating crudités for yourself alone. You are masticating for two now.
This is intolerable. I will not be dictated to.
Reckless man! Put down that cellulose stick at once! You are precipitate!
Really, Binky, I say...
By God, you stand your ground, sir!
Yes, Hugo? You have something to say?
That is... nothing.
I thought not.
How can you speak to me so?
A man has certain prerogatives!
I am your fiancé!
If our opposing views on crudités are indicative, this will be a marriage rife with controversy!
Are you saying?
Yes! I release you from your promise!
Good show, Cheswick. Finally some backbone.
How could you?
You must remember that I am a man!
If you're not going to eat the crudités, could you swipe them over here? I'm simply leavening.
Down the crudités, say I.
Cheswick, I have never seen this side of you, I must say.
This is the real me! A man of action! A man! A man of principle!
Shall I serve the soup, sir?
Not now, Bentley. We're approaching catharsis.
Very good, sir.
I'm a man who takes what he wants.
Yes!
Alice?
Yes, Cheswick!
Will you?
Yes. Yes. Wait!
What?
What?
Wait.
Why?
I do not wish to be set free.
Twist.
What? Passions such as ours must necessarily combust from time to time. But there is too much between us to simply walk away.
Look here, what are you...
She's saying don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, what?
Guardian, may I speak to you privately?
Anything you have to say, you can say in front of my family.
But they're not... Oh, damn it!
Cheswick, will you allow yourself to be dictated to?
No! I bally well will not!
Listen to me, my love.
Pansy drew close to Binky and gazed deeply into his eyes. Lucky eyes. She took a deep breath, inflating the chiffon cloud that enveloped her. Binky goggled.
Binky, I love you. I want to bear your children. I want to grow old with you. I know with every fiber of my being that I can make you happy. Stay with me, my love.
And then she kissed him. And when I say kissed, it was rather as if she sucked his soul out from between his teeth.
Mm.
I could almost hear his resistance pop like a soap bubble.
Gardenia, aren't you rather forgetting yourself? One is trying to eat, after all.
When they parted, I could see that Binky was a dead duck.
Cheswick! What is the meaning of this?
What? Ah. Hello, Alice. I didn't hear you come in.
Am I to understand that you still intend to marry this woman?
Yes, by God, I do!
They locked lips again, and I abandoned myself to despair. The castles I had built on air came crashing down. Bentley, you may serve the soup.
Well, that didn't go well, did it? Alice has rushed off to keep a mysterious date with Destiny and left Binky lip to lip with Pansy, much to Cyril's chagrin. It seems that nothing good can come of it all. But who knows? Join us next time for the fifth and final chapter of Twits in Love, Showdown at the Hydrogen Plant. Toodaloo! And now... let us bow down before the brilliance of our cast, without whom we would be as dust, blown hither and yon by the winds of fortune. Michael Urey as Cyril Chippington Smythe, Christian Borrell as Cheswick Whitford Davies, Binky to his friends, Dakin Matthews as Bentley, Helen Cespedes as Alice Witherspoon, Stephen DeRosa as C. Langford Cheeseworth, Nick Sullivan as Uncle Hugo, Mary Tester as Aunt Hypatia, Kira Allen as Pansy Freehold, and yours truly, Lilius White, as a disembodied, omnipotent voice. Written by Tom Allen Robbins. Co-directed by Tom Allen Robbins and Dory Berenstein. Produced by Dory Berenstein, Alan Seals, Brittany Bigelow, and the Broadway Podcast Network. Press, Marketing, Social Media by Katie Rosen, Ayana Prescod, Sound Effects Consultant, Eric Wright, Sound Designer and Editor, Brett Ashley, Executive Produced by Liz Armstrong. Good day.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.